We can't afford a situation where speculators artificially manipulate markets.
Obama calls for a crackdown on oil speculation and big oil profits. Cue right-wing freakout in 3, 2.
The electric car is not about saving the planet. The electric car is not about cleaner energy. The electric car is not about cleaner air. The electric car is about taking away choices from the American people about what they want to drive. The electric car is about bigger government.
Taxpayers save lives in the latest tornado outbreaks. New rules for frackers. Plus, good news for millions who depend on water from the Himalayas.
Millions depend on water from the Himalayas?
Yes.
All of that and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comments.
Yeah, well, how about you, sir? How about all the speculation you're doing in this defunct, nothing there business called green energy?
Well, meow, Rush Limbaugh. This is your Green News Report. Is it my imagination there, or was Rush Limbaugh having a freak out today in response to the president's call for cracking down on oil speculators?
Yes, he was spinning even more wildly than usual. And of course, we should point out the clean energy job sector is the fastest growing sector in the American economy.
Despite what Rush says, he also said this.
They're the people making this political. I don't make anything political.
So you see, Rush doesn't make things political. Where would you ever get that idea?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. So what do you have in non-crazy Rush news today?
Well, the latest tornado outbreak over the weekend killed 6 people in Oklahoma, with over 100 reported tornadoes across the Midwest in a 24-hour period. The death toll could have been much higher if it hadn't been for you, the taxpayer.
We know that the tornado's on its way. We heard that it's about 10 or 15 minutes away.
New satellite and weather monitoring equipment paid for by your tax dollars enabled the National Weather Service to issue the most precise advance warnings yet. 48 hours in advance of this latest outbreak, state and local officials credited these warnings with helping residents prepare in advance for the deadly storms that marched across the Midwest.
Oh, you socialists and your life-saving things.
Cracking down on Wall Street oil market manipulators. Energy industry analysts and regulators say Wall Street speculators are partly responsible for skyrocketing gas prices. And on Tuesday, President Obama outlined a new proposal to crack down on those speculators that are harming average consumers and threatening economic recovery.
We can't afford a situation where speculators artificially manipulate markets by buying up oil, creating the perception of a shortage, and driving prices higher, only to flip the oil for a quick profit. We can't afford a situation where some speculators can reap millions while millions of American families get the short end of the stick.
The president is using his executive branch authority to tighten enforcement, but also he's asking Congress to close regulatory loopholes, require speculators to use more of their own money, establish caps on oil futures, immediately increase funding for more regulators with the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, and dramatically increase fines and penalties. But in an election year, it is questionable whether the Republican-controlled Congress will act on the president's proposal.
Questionable is an understatement. Are there things that he can do that does not require the Congress?
Yes, he does have some tools within his executive branch authority to do that, but the rest will require congressional action.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Predictably, the right-wing media machine is already freaking out. Immediately after the president's speech in the White House Rose Garden on Tuesday, Rush Limbaugh was also wildly speculating.
But it just makes me wonder if Obama won't go just Hugo Chavez on big oil after he gets reelected, just nationalize him. Why not? That's what he told. What's his face?
Yes, that's what he's going to do. He's going to go Hugo Chavez on big oil.
And GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney, in a statement, criticized the proposal.
You don't say.
Yes, as a gimmick that burdens oil producers.
Those poor oil producers, only the most profitable corporations in the history of mankind.
New rules for fracking. On Tuesday, the Environmental Protection Agency issued new rules, the first ever, to reduce emissions at well sites for the controversial still drilling technique of hydraulic fracturing, known as fracking for short. The EPA's new rules are backed by a new study from the Proceedings of the National Academies of Science that found that fracking releases much more methane into the atmosphere than previously thought, increasing the fumes breathed by people who live nearby and increasing regional smog and air pollution.
And doesn't it also increase earthquakes?
Yep, that too, as we reported last week. Finally, good news. Glaciers in the Himalayas are one of the few glacier groups that appear to be growing, gaining ice, rather than losing it like the rest of the glaciers on the planet. That's according to a new study using new data from state-of-the-art satellites. The researchers say their study does not overturn global warming, as some denier groups have claimed, but they do say it's excellent news for the 1 billion people in the volatile region whose sole source of fresh water is from Himalayan glacier melt.
There you go. More ice somewhere, there's no global warming. For more on that story and all of the others we covered today, please check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Don't forget, you can download our reports anytime via iTunes, listen to us on your mobile device via Stitcher Radio, and follow us 24/7 on the Twitters at Green News Report. From bradblog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Welcome to the Green Front. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg, and really excited about this special Earth